Meanwhile, back on the farm with Grant Marshall, you know, we're losing a generation of respect, integrity, and honor, and a generation who were not afraid of hard work and sacrifice. And my dad is that generation. Growing up on the farm taught him more about life than Google. I think we should take the time to listen to Mr. Grant Marshall before that generation is gone. You know, his segment on my show is the most talked about. It's the most liked, favorited, listened to. People just say positive things about this stuff, this segment with my dad.
Well,
and I'm getting
cool,
tired
man.
Of my dad outshining me. So on the Drew Marshall Show, the one and only Mr. Grant Marshall.
Good afternoon, Drew. How are you?
I'm quite well. And you, sir?
I am fine.
Good. I was trying to think the last time we were talking. I think it was about Christmas on the farm, was it not?
Yeah, I think it was. Yes. Getting the tree, and my dad had to go back for a second one because the first one wasn't very good.
And the guy with one arm.
The guy we talked about, Clarence, the guy with the guy with one arm.
I couldn't remember his name, but I remember the story.
It was all about Christmas and Clarence and ourselves and Christmas was very important to us, and still is.
Well, just to touch on that again, just to bring our listeners up to speed, your dad, my grandfather, would traipse through the fields into the back bush, cut down a tree, bring it back, and he brought back, you remember this one time, brought back a tree, and grandmother looked at him and said, no.
No, it was kind of a Charlie Brown tree. It was not suitable.
And so back to the bush he went, not very happy, I can imagine.
No, that's right.
Yeah.
And I think he ended up cutting the top off another tree.
Yeah.
And bringing it back because our bush was a hardwood bush, so there wasn't very many pine trees.
No.
But it was a better one the second time.
You said you didn't have turkey at Christmas because that was a fancy thing. You'd have a goose.
That's right. We had goose from the neighbor. She raised, maybe a dozen or so, and we'd buy one and cook the goose for our Christmas dinner. And in the old, it was kind of a roasting pan that was enamel. It was white enamel, and they're not around now, but they had a red trim to them. And of course, they got banged up a little bit, but they did the job.
And could you have any memories of a wooden fire, a wooden stove? You just chucked the wood in and cooked, or was it all electricity in your brain?
No. It was all wood, Drew. We would go to the same bush in the winter, cut wood for the next year, and make a wood pile, and the body wood, which would be the trunks, we would split, and then the limb wood we would saw up for the next winter, and that summer or fall we would bring in. And every farm home had a woodshed, and of course we had one too, and it was full. But come spring, it was pretty well empty.
On the phone with my dad, Grant Marshall, I was just telling our listeners, Dad, before you came on the show, that your segment is now the most commented on segment on our show. People seem to like this segment. Why do you always have to outshine me, Dad?
No, I don't. It's just a different era. You didn't experience it, and of course I did, and some of your listeners will know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about January, harsh winter month, possibly the harshest, on the farm.
Yes.
What memories come to you when you think about harsh, cold Januaries on the farm?
Well, of course, it was skiing to school. The school was the next farm over, and I would at 8:30 or so, and the skis would be put on, and coming home, you know, the days would be getting a little longer by the end of January, and that bright sun, and of course, school was 9 to 4. There was none of this shortness business, and so coming across the fields. And we were dressed for it, but our fingers were still cold when we got home.
Do you ever remember a time where you were actually so cold, and just because you didn't have the right stuff? Like you weren't a rich family, but you weren't so poor that your fingers were out in the cold, like some scene from Les Misérables.
No, but you see the cook stove in the kitchen. You can picture a cook stove with the warming closet above and the hot water, the warming thing, and an oven and the firebox. And Drew, that cook stove heated our farmhouse. It pipes up through to the bedroom upstairs, which gave off a little bit of heat off the pipes, the stove pipes. But that cook stove and the wood from the woodshed heated, when I think about it, heated the whole the kitchen. And, of course, when I went upstairs to bed, I mean, there was frost on the windows. You hear that story. Well, I can relate to it because there was.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd put your finger on the frost, and you might see out, and you might not. But you had lots of blankets and quilts. Mother would do a quilt every winter. And so there was lots of, but you didn't linger too long getting undressed and dressed.
No, I can't imagine.
No.
For some reason, that reminds me of, remember, Tim, that story Tim Conway told us about him and Don Knotts were filming
something
Apple
gang?
Dumpling
yeah.
Gang. And and Don Knotts. Sorry, Dad, can I just take away from your story here for a second? Because I know you, look, it's a great memory you and I have growing up.
Sure, me
as a kid watching the Carol Burnett Show with you. And whenever Tim Conway and Harvey Korman came on, you know, we would laugh our face. That was one of the first, you know, you and me moments that I can remember. And also watching Flip Wilson, right?
Yeah, you got that right.
So anyway,
we'd come downstairs, and the dad would make sure he'd have some kindling, which would be little bits of cedar. And if the fire had gone out, or pretty well gone out, he'd stoke it up again and get the fire going, and then he would trudge to the barn.
Yeah. Yeah,
and feed up the animals and come back in for breakfast. And by that time, I'd be ready for school, and away we'd go. And another day would begin.
Who was in charge of heating the schoolhouse?
That would be a local lad who would live right next door to the school.
So you'd never want a schoolhouse to open up next door to your farm, because you'd be the kid that have to go early and heat the fire, like get
That's
the fire going.
Right. And the schoolhouse, of course, was lit by wood just as everybody else was. So in the fall, the trustees or whoever would make sure there was plenty of wood for the winter.
Do you ever remember pipes freezing and plumbing going? Oh, wait, hold on. Let's talk about plumbing. What kind of plumbing did you actually have? Tell me you didn't have to go out to the outdoor crapper, did you?
Well, of course we did.
Oh, gee.
We called it a shanty.
Okay. And, it's probably a better term, yes.
So,
do you have one of those double-decker ones?
Come on. How about side-by-side?
Oh, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
But no, we didn't have plumbing in the house, and the windmill pumped the water for the house, and of course it was piped underground, of course, to the barn, and there was a cistern in the barn that would collect the water, and to feed all these animals to drink, and horses and cows, they drink a lot of water. And so we had a water trough outside, and they would be turned out. And in the winter, the water trough would, well, maybe about half freeze over, but there was always a hole left for the animals to drink.
Well, speaking of hole left, I want to go back to the outhouse for a second. The women folk would not have loved that experience. The men wouldn't. We can handle that a little maybe better. The women can't like that experience.
Well, it was
the women folk.
It was about the only way to have. There was a path shoveled to the back and down a little grade. And here again, you didn't spend much time.
But what about middle of the night, Dad?
You have seen, and I think we have one at the cottage, a pot. There'd be a urinal pot that you could relieve yourself through the night. And, of course, it would have to be dumped out in the morning.
Yeah. You'd want to, now, not to get too crass about this, but you'd want to plan your number twos.
Yes, you would.
Because you don't want that sitting and cooking beside you at bed at night.
No, but we did have a pot.
Would there be a lid on the pot?
Yes, there would. Yes, okay. So that was fine.
Yeah. And then what about cleaning out the outhouse? Dad, I want to stay in the outhouse for a second, if you don't mind. This is just intriguing for me because, you know, we have one at the cottage, but thank God I've never had to clean it out.
No. Well, it would build up over the course of a few years, and the outhouse, you have heard this term, it would be turned over. A man or two or three would turn the outhouse over. and get in and shovel what was in there. And
hold on. Now, listen, why can't you just make an outhouse in such a way that there's handles on it, and when the hole fills up, you lift, you get the your neighbors and the boys, and you lift the thing over to a new hole that you dug, and then cover the old hole.
No, we kept the old hole. Oh. The path was well worn.
It's about the path, isn't it? Oh, boy.
But if you want to stay on that just for a second,
yes, I'd love to.
My dad had the remedy for the remnants in the outhouse.
The poop.
He would put dead chicken.
What?
Or an animal, and guess what would happen? The maggots would form. No, this is a true story. And the maggots would form over the few months, and come summer or whenever it was, it virtually
decomposed.
It was all composted.
Wow.
It would.
How'd you like that? How'd you like to be that chicken?
Well,
of all the purposes for your life, well, I'm going to be a Christmas dinner. I'm going to be a nice stuffed in this and dressed with the asparagus. No, you're going in the dunny.
No, and that was all shoveled out, and it. I tell you one thing: the rhubarb patch you're benefited by.
You did not. You didn't use human.
By this time it was all composted, Drew. Oh no, the maggots did their job, and I think I don't know whether you've seen maggots, but you know what
I've seen maggots.
They yes. seem to just form overnight.
They do.
I ain't in rhubarb pie at your house ever.
No, you've just wrecked my rhubarb fantasy.
No, there seemed to be
weird.
A little sweeter than the ordinary one.
Yeah.
Rhubarb at the best of times needs the sugar, but
it does.
No, it flourished.
Oh.
But by the time 1946 or 47 came along, we had plumbing and we had hydro. And
you remember the first toilet that came inside the house?
Yeah, I do. We had an old clothes closet upstairs that was well used for clothes.
Yeah, you turned it into the water closet.
That's right, and it was renovated for a bathroom. And it was.
What was more exciting, Dad? I'm sorry, we're going over time here. We've got to stop here quick. But what was more exciting, getting a toilet or as you say in the North Country, getting a turlet? Or getting electricity?
Yeah, no, well, we had to have electricity to start with. And, of course, after the war, the product became more available, the wiring and the hydro then went past the road on the line. And we got hydro like everybody else and our cousins in town.
Well, I now know why this is the most famous and favorite segment here on the Drew Marshall Show, because nowhere else, folks, will you hear a story about throwing a dead chicken in the dunny.
Well,
into the outhouse.
That's what happened. My dad caught on to that. In fact, I've kind of toyed with that at the cottage, but I haven't done it yet.
No, well, you got to come up with a dead chicken first. Or I guess it can be roadkill, right? Anything.
Well, yes, anything. Roadkill of any kind.
Well, what a treat to have you back on the show again. Once a month, we're going to feature this special. Meanwhile, back on the farm with my dad, Mr. Grant Marshall. Sir, always good to chat with you. Thank you for your time. And have a little listen to Mr. Don Messer as we say goodbye to my favorite dad. He really
thanks
is.
Thanks for everything, Drew.
Yeah. Thanks,
bye-bye.
Dad. Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, boy, that's fun. His stories
your
are
dad's so
fun.
Cool, man. All I can say is you're lucky you didn't end up like the chicken, brother.
Yeah. There were times, I'm sure he wanted to throw me down the end of the toilet.
Rhubarb
pie. The turlet.